Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, we are back with the Big Time Ballers podcast. And today, we're going to launch the 2023 season off with the first podcast where we go through and take a look at each and every single one of you. And we're going to rank you in the power rankings for the upcoming 2023 season. This list was tough, but it had to get done regardless. So, without further ado, I'm going to jump right into it. We're going to start from number 14 and we're going to work our way up. So coming in at number 14, it's Jesse in the Hot Garbage Squad. Yes, Hot Garbage. So reason why Jesse's coming in at number 14, it has 99% to do with a pretty big mishap Jesse had early in the season where, you know, he started Hunter Renfrow, who was on IR, had him in his lineup, where Jesse thought for some reason that he was coming back that week, where, you know, someone like me who's always in depth with stats and player news, I couldn't find that information anywhere. So the reason I'm starting Jesse here is 14 is because we already know this league, there's a lot going on. People are always fighting for playoff spot. People are always fighting to get that win just so it's recorded in the stats. And for a guy who made the championship just a year ago, I was really expecting more out of Jesse, you know, to avoid such a mistake, right? You know, I think when you get that close to winning, all you want to do is, you know, build on top of that to make sure you get over the hump next time. And I just didn't see that from Jesse with this move. So we're going to start him at number 14. Coming in at number 13 is Walt. You know, Walt's been trying, but he just hasn't been able to make it over that hump. You know, he hasn't made the playoffs in 2018. And, you know, he's finished 4-10. And he's got a tough road ahead of him. Number 13, it's Jason Jenks. That's what I'm going to call him. Mr. Jason and his Suck My Jenks squads. You know, Jason's never had more than 7 wins. And the only time he's ever had 7 wins, it only happened once. And as you guys know, it's going to be really hard to make the playoffs, you know, year over year if you can't get above that 7 win mark. So with the struggles Jason's been having recently, you know, it's kind of hard to move him up this list until he proves otherwise. Coming in at 11, it's the Seal Curtain. You know, pink shirt last year, but I think, you know, RJ being a former champ, you know, we know he has what it takes to be better. And I'm sure, you know, this is not the last we're going to see of RJ in regards to, you know, him holding a trophy. I'm pretty sure at some point he's going to get back there. But until he can make it out from the bottom of the league and get back into the top, we're going to have to start him down here for now. Coming in number 10, Nate. You know, Nate had a really rough year, but the one thing that I don't want us to lose sight of is, you know, Nate back in 2021, he actually had 10 wins and he actually led the league in scoring as well. You know, so he had a quiet 2022 year. And Nate is obviously a former MVP winner as well. So despite his down year, I'm looking for a bounce back year for Nate in 2023. Coming in at number 9, it's Shady. Yep, Shady's at number 9. You know, even though he was close to the bottom of the league last year, you guys saw the picture, right? Shady was a champ in a different league. Now, you know, you can all sit there and say, well, he didn't win in this league. Doesn't matter. The man was a champ. You know, we know this league is tough. We know Shady puts his heart out every single day, every single week to do everything he can to make it ahead in this league, right? And, you know, he came pretty close to winning the Hidden Gem Award as well. So Shady's on the rise, and I'm looking for big things from him this year. Number 8, you know, it's really getting tougher as we move up this list. But coming to number 8 is Bill. Bill had an 8-6 record. 7 straight years of making the playoffs, you know, until that came to an end, you know, in 2021. So he won the league in 2020, and, you know, he didn't make the playoffs in 2021, but he was back there in 2022. So let's see what Bill's going to have in store for us in 2023. Number seven, Cam, right? We have Cam coming in here at number seven. I know Cam is probably not going to be happy with this ranking, you know, after he, you know, finished the year with the best record last year, right? 11-3, best record, captured his division crown, which is great. You know, but there's some really good teams that, you know, are pretty much still in front of Cam in regards to their consistent production year over year. And we know Cam is still looking for that first career playoff win, but nevertheless, I think seven is a good spot for Cam heading into the 2023 season. And looking forward to see him continue to do more of what he did last year. Number six. This one was really, really tough. But like I said, the list had to be done. And coming in at number six is Ryan. 9-5 last year. MVP finalist. Still the only owner to have multiple scoring titles. And, you know, he did it back-to-back years. So, and he's tied for the most division titles as well. So, There's not much else I need to say about Ryan. You guys know every time you see Ryan in your schedule, he's going to drive fear into each and every single one of us. Tough putting him all the way down at six. But as I mentioned, the guys that are in front of him, you know, as I go through this list, you'll understand why they're there. Coming in at number five, it's Tyler. Yes, the man who made it to the championship last year, 9-5. His best season ever, made it to the chip, only to fall in the championship. But I'm sure, you know, Tyler getting that far, so close to victory, it's only going to fuel him to get back there pretty soon. Want to, again, congratulate Tyler on the birth of his beautiful baby girl. So you guys can only imagine, right? You know, Tyler's going to be gunning for that chip now, right? He wants to take that trophy and belt home and say, look what daddy did just for you, sweetie. So keep an eye out for Tyler this year, guys. Coming in at number four, it's Luke. Yes, Luke coming in at number four. Luke went 7-7 last year. But, you know, despite his 7-7 record, there are a few things that stood out that, you know, kind of forced me to put Luke where he is. I wish I could have put him higher, but, you know, I had to settle for four. You know, looking at last year, Luke was the first team to make it to 1,000 points, and he did this by week seven. You know, he was on pace to shatter every single record, but unfortunately, injuries kind of got in the way and slowed him down a bit. Luke was one of the three teams that have scored over 1,800 points last year. Always a tough guy to deal with, and he's coming in number four. Now, get to the top three. Coming in at number three, it's the Eagle Empire. That's right. Mark is coming in at 10-4. Mark was actually the guy that I thought was going to win the league last year because he just had a powerhouse of a team. Unfortunately, they didn't click for him at the right time. And, you know, he didn't quite make it all the way through into the playoffs. But Mark was 10-4, second in the standings, league MVP. He was a top scoring team with over 1,900 points. He was also the top performer award winner. So Mark has been doing great things year over year. Last year was just another year to prove how great and dominant Mark can be year over year. Coming in at number two, it's Chris Cummings and the Hoot Out Nation. You know, three championships is hard to ignore. And, you know, for a guy who has his own page in the league, you know, he's going to want to do special things year over year to make sure that he keeps that page looking pristine and stand out from all the other pages that we have. 9-5 record, 5th in the standings. Chris, you know, just dominant. There's no other way to put it. And I think one of the things that we all have to think about is that every time we see Chris on the calendar or Chris in the league, as a matter of fact, right, I think we all think about, geez, is this the year he's going to be get number four and just pull away from the rest of the pack. So we always have to worry about Chris Cummings. And 2023, I just have a feeling it's going to be a tough year for each and every single one of us because he's going to be coming back for his crown. And coming in at number one, of course, Mr. World Boss, T, the legend, the greatest. Okay, Chris, maybe the greatest for last year. But you know what I mean. World Boss, 8 seed, turned champion. Just an unbelievable year. You know, 7-7 record. You know, it's T has been here before where, you know, he's won a championship, and, you know, it's like Bill, right? You know, Bill won the league the very first year, and then, you know, I picked on Bill for so long until Bill says, you know what, I'm going to shut you all up. And then he came back and won his second, and I wanted that feeling, right? So thankfully I was able to go above and beyond and bring home my second championship last year. So World Boss, right now, the number one team heading into the 2023 season. Now, all we have to do is sit back and wait for the season to start to see if World Boss is going to continue to perform like that number one ranked team and to defend his crown. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Big Time Ballers podcast and the rankings. Looking forward to your feedback. We'll talk soon.